Phyllis Beck Grand is a vivacious 89-year-old. She lives alone in a cheerful condo in Venice, where she can drink her morning coffee in a sunroom that looks out over an expanse of tidal marsh and where the walls are covered with fine art, including paintings by her late husband. She wants to stay there as long as possible. So when she had the chance to test out a device that would let her out-of-town family monitor her daily activity, she happily agreed. Matchbox-sized movement detectors were scattered throughout the apartment.
There was one on this door. There's two. I didn't know it squeaked like that. Then there was one on the front door, right here.
There was a monitor on her pillbox and one on the TV remote. They reassured her family that she was staying on her normal routine, but they were much less intrusive than cameras.
I had a friend whose relative had put a camera in so that she could watch her mother in the kitchen, and the mother hated it because they knew how many martinis she'd had. So I think Lively answers that question.
Lively is the name of the California-based company that makes the device, and Beck Grand's feedback, along with 29 other seniors who tested the device, is helping Lively bring it successfully to market. What this 89-year-old thinks is worth a lot to Lively and to other companies with new products and innovations. And with 1 in 3 people in Sarasota County over the age of 65, there are a lot more like her, older people who could attract to Sarasota innovators, researchers, and policymakers interested in aging. Some business leaders think that long-term they could help diversify the economy away from tourism. That's how the idea for an Institute for the Ages was born. Tom Esselman is the president and CEO of the Institute for the Ages in Sarasota.
This is the place where if you want to learn about, if you want to participate in the opportunities associated with aging, we want this to be the Mecca. If you imagine that the economy around here you could describe as a tourist economy, long term we'd like to think we're going to balance that with what we're calling, and the AARP actually coined the term, the longevity economy.
About 900 seniors so far have signed up for the Institute's market research database. Esselman is confident that number will grow to 40 or 50,000 as word gets around. Esselman says the participants in the Lively Project enjoyed having their voices heard and knowing they're making a difference.
One of the gentlemen, 91-year-old former engineer, he took the product apart the first day he got it. And he started calling the founders, and they thought he was going to drive them crazy. But he uncovered 2 software bugs, and he became their best friend over the course of that study, and they recognized that what he had found out they hadn't even thought of.
Esselman, who previously worked for Hallmark, says he's determined that the Institute will stand for much more than simply selling access to the elderly, which he calls a dangerous trap. He says he wants to balance economic development with social good by making the Sarasota area the center for learning about positive aging. Meanwhile, Phyllis Beck Grand says she can't wait to install the monitoring device she tested out.
I think it's so important for elderly people to have this independence, to be able to stay at home. I just think having a restricted environment would be terrible, you know.
Her feedback on the motion sensors could help her keep that independence. The Lively monitoring system is expected to launch by the end of September. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Robin Sussingham.